right. Welcome to episode 7 of Loud Mouth Stereo. My name is Shan, and that is Greg from Young Black and Bothered, and we are here to give a good show. We have some people that we invited, we have some people that we stopping through, and we have some people that we don't know that's going to be up in here. It's going to be live feedback, different thoughts. We understand with the topic, are you helping your friend cheat? Okay, hashtag LMS, Loud Mouth Stereo, all right? Please let us know your thoughts. I don't think there are any right or wrong answers because everybody's going to have a different answer, and that's cool. You could find this podcast on your favorite podcast app, Loud Mouth, M-O-U-F, Stereo, and subscribe so you could get the full show and all the clips and all the messages. And yeah, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a real one. And we might be on TikTok after this. Just stay tuned and we'll see how this goes. But I feel like it's going to be very much an engaged show tonight. Hey, Gigi! Shout out to Gigi. Hope she has a good time tonight on her rendezvous. What up, Jedi? We're going to have a great show. But tonight we want to know, are you covering for your friend cheating? Are you going to help your friend cheat? And cheating is going to be different for different people. Everybody's going to have a chance to, you know, give their mindset behind it. What's up, Big Man 305? We're going to see how many people are out here willing to help their friend cheat. Why or why not? I'm going to try to understand everyone's points of view. I have my own points of view on this in real life. What's up, Miss Spectacular? I have lost friends because I'm not with that deceiving ass shit. And I'll explain that a little bit too, but I think it's about a lived experience. Some people have been cheated on, some people have been the cheater, and some people just never stayed in a relationship long enough to see that part, okay? Some people don't want to know, some people do want to know, but tonight we're going to hear from all of y'all. We're going to share our thoughts. I have some thoughts, I have some notes, but more so I want to engage with people to figure out who out here with the shits. Yeah. You ready, Greg?
Yeah, I'm ready to go. So basically this, I came up with this topic because a lot was going on around the same time that we were coming up and pitching up ideas for the show. So I'm just give my little cliff note real quick. Before y'all take this out of context, we'll get into the relationship shit, right? We do that. We talk about relationships a lot here. And I know that we do, but this topic about like helping your friend cheat is more, it's overarching. It's not just relationships. We're going to talk about a bunch of different brackets. I'm going to just run down some of them. We're going to talk about like work. We're going to talk about social media. We're going to talk about just the traditional way of thinking. That's how I wanted to go with that. And then we're going to get into the relationships because I know that's what y'all came here for. Y'all want to talk about all the messy shit. We're going to get there. We got a whole hour. So we ain't going to do the shooting shit. I don't have the time. I got the cold and we're going to get straight to it. So Shan, do you have anything before we get to it?
No, I have my piece on how I want to start this off, but I'm willing to hear everybody else too. We already got a message.
Let's get to them.
Let me play this message and then I'll say my piece and then we'll just get into it.
Well, this one's easy. Piece of the panel. What's that? I definitely wouldn't help my friend cheat. I'm anti-cheating. But I would cover, like, if you cheated already, because you could cheat without my help, you know what I'm saying? Because at that point, you involved, but, like, I'd cover, but helping somebody cheat? Nah, that's kind of wild. Like, and then on top of that, that's extra work that I got to do. Nah, I'm good with that.
Okay.
Am I helping my friend cheat? Keep me out of it. Keep me out of it. Helping you, nothing. Do that shit with pride. Anyways. Shout out to you, Chan and Greg. Stay Spectacular. Have a great show. I'm listening.
All right. So I like both of those answers. Me personally, I do not want to be a part of anyone's lie. Okay. which is why old friends that did cheat kept me in the dark also, like they kept their spouse and person they were with. There are some things that must be talked about before you lie. So stop bringing other people that you say you care about in your shit, because that ruins so many friendships, that ruins so many bonds. And I'm the type of person that if you're not really legit about your person, don't introduce them to me. If you're not really in this marriage for real, I don't want to come hang out with you. I don't want to go on trips. I don't want to know about the people on the side and have to keep up with names and keep up with nicknames so the person doesn't find out. I don't want to be sitting at the table with the person who knows and the person who doesn't know and getting all that extra ass, weird ass energy. It's just unnecessary. So if you're cheating, I don't want to know that you're cheating on your person. And if I do know that you're cheating on your person, I'm going to keep our engagement to a minimum, because I feel like if I know my friend is cheating on their person, male or female, I can't be around the person you're with and kiki. That's corny, that's lame, that's deceiving, and I feel like a liar because I know you're fucking lying. And then when you post your fucking pictures of you on trips, of them giving you gifts, or you doing nice shit for them, I'm just like, ew, you're making me uncomfortable in the relationships I will have later, because I see how you're making it seem like nothing is going on and I know everything that's going on. Yuck! And so, yeah, I don't want to be in that shit at all. What's up, Ator Dad?
What's going on? So, yeah, for me, like, I've helped friends cheat because ultimately we knew the relationship wouldn't last, but they wouldn't leave hoping that things got better. I'll just start there. I know that's like a very controversial take. Like, sometimes, like, the only way to get your friends out of a bad situation that they know they're in is to try to coast them to something else. Now, that could be just find them somebody to fuck on, or just ultimately put them in a better situation. And what I've seen is a lot of people, they take the term cheat as like, all right, we're going to get them to like fuck somebody else or something like that. It's like, no, you need to be in a better position. You need to be in a better place. And that could be cheating, because someone would say, oh, why don't they just leave? It sounds good in theory to be like, all right, like, you can just break up with somebody, or, you could just tell your homeboy or your homegirl, hey, just break up with them. It's like, nah, because then your relationship, your friendship with them takes a really shift turn because of the fact that they don't know where they're going and they think that you're not on their side because you're picking like them over their partner, right? And you never want to get between two partners. And when it comes to cheating, I think people just instantly go to like sex. Like, I think of cheating in so many different like variables. I think of like cheating being a mental thing. It could be a physical thing, but in some instances, cheating is just honestly like just getting out of that situation, or at least beginning to get out of that situation. So you are physically present with that person and you're in a relationship with that person, but you know you need to be in a better place. So have I helped friends cheat? Absolutely.
Okay. So Drake and I talked about this a little bit. You know, he's anti-relationship shows. But Drake and I talked about this a bit, and he said he not helping nobody cheat, but like cheating like Monopoly and bullshit like that, for sure. Find a segue into a job so you could be in a better position, for sure. But as far as like cheating on your spouse, nah, he was like, he not getting into it. But what you said, Greg, I've been the middle friend between two fiancés. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about a 16 plus year relationship. I'm talking about engaged for 5 years type shit. And being friends with both of them. And by default, whether it's the man or the woman, you put me in a position where I'm in the middle. And to have two people who were once solid and together and you looked up to as like fucking goals and see it crumble to shit, that is a very sad realization that the relationships that you think are the most solid are not solid at all. The people who you think have it together do not have it together at all. And no matter what you may think, because I met this person first and then I introduced them to you, then they're my friend more. If I'm able to go to your family's homes and meet your grandparents and your nieces and your uncles and your aunties, okay, and you make me sangria, we all in this shit. So if you cheat on one of us, you're cheating out all of us. And so my thing is like, don't get me so deep involved and then look at me to pick sides. That's very fucked up.
Exactly. Like the hardest thing you can do as a friend is allow a friend's relationship to kind of ruin your morale, or not just, you know, because the person that they're laying with and I guess the trust that you have with them as well as a friendship.
Yeah,
you just won't tell them the truth. It's like, bro, like I can't appease you both. Like I want to see y'all together, but the shit just don't work. And there are like some minute cases where it's like you're not going to do it for yourself, so I'm mm-hmm. going to assist you in doing it, so you and that person can be in a better place. We've all been in a situation where we know that the person, our homeboy, homegirl, or whatever, like it's not even that they're not a match for each other. It could just be like right place, wrong time, a situation like that. But you would lose a relationship faster by just not being thorough and honest with your friend and just be like, yo, like, even though I don't fuck with them, I see how this relationship's bringing you down without even me being a part of it or inserting my personal opinion in it. So it's best to, when I say like cheat, just be like, yo, like, give them a coast, take them out for fellas night and show them that, hey, you know what? Like, you can still have fun. You can still be who you are as an individual, even if you decide to stay in this relationship. And do your own thing. And I won't go and tell your partner. I won't go. I'm not saying, hey, just whip your dick out and just go and just fuck people when we have fellas night. But I'm definitely saying, like, yo, like, let your hair down. Like, I've had friends and I've probably been that friend who's like, oh man, like, I'm in a relationship, so I can't, you know, I can't do certain things. I can't have a girl buy me a drink. I can't buy her a drink. Because to them, that's considered cheating. It's like, oh, like, you're just boxed into this relationship, not even knowing what your partner is doing, right? And sometimes it takes that friend, that friendship, because it'd be a large group of like people. We have pod fam. And a lot of times, like, it'll be like, okay, we need each other as friends to be like, all right, let's get in line. Let's get lock and step, because this person's fucking up, or this person needs to do that. Like, Shan had to do this to me. Like, oh, like, I need more consistency. And that's what friends are supposed to do. So to me, I think it's not just a cheat, it's a cheat code. Like, you know, I think we need to start phrasing it that way, because friendships are the cheat codes to honestly sustainable relationships. They see things that you don't see because you have blind spots in relationships. When you get there and, you know, you smelling her and you super green, you in love with this chick. And then your homeboy's like, yeah, but, you know, something's off. Like, it don't pass the smell test. And a little of that, you know, a little of that can be hate, but a lot of that could be because they're seeing something from the passenger seat that you're not seeing as the driver. And it's okay to say something without being disrespectful. And again, that's how I lead with like the cheat or the cheat code of helping your friends out.
Okay, so I'm going to do a scenario and I want everybody's answers in here on how they're going to respond. And I'm after I do the scenario, I'm going to play the messages, okay? What's up? Man! All right, so I went out last night, right? Didn't I go out last night? And we got back at like 2 a.m. and I was staying by you because it was late and I was drunk. So I'm trying to tell him that X, Y, and Z, and he trying to say, no, I wasn't. Wasn't I at your house? What is your response? Your friend got the person that they with on the line. They already on speaker. There was no text sent out. I'm about to call you. X, Y, and Z is going on. There's no prerequisite to this shit. What is your response? Were they at your house when they really wasn't? Are you following the story? Or are you being honest about the fact? What are you talking about? I wasn't even home last night. Like, what is your response to your friend putting you on the spot with their person on the line? So I'm going to play this message. I'm going to get Greg's response, and now I'm going to run the responses of the messages, because there's a lot of people who don't let nobody in to what the fuck they got going on and expect backup without consideration of, oh, so you automatically put me into your lie. All right, I'm going to play this message.
What up, Chan? Greg? Shalom, hope you're doing well. Man, I was in this situation once, and best man to old dude, godfather to his children, and I just could not, bro. I was just like, I can't. Not only do I have to constantly like change my language up, but you know I gotta change my feelings up, cause this shit is giving me grief. I'm sad, and I'm sad. I'm sad every time I'm around your wife. Your fiance at the time, your wife now. I just couldn't. The wife was like, "Well, I know my husband," and I'm like, "What? Yeah, it seems like you do," because it seemed like they had this sort of agreement of like, "Don't ask, don't tell, well, let me find out," type of thing. So then, even then, I'm like, still, there's something off. Like, I gotta change my whole shit up to like adhere to the bro code that I. I gotta be my boy's alibi. Yeah, man, you were at my house. And I don't remember much because I was drunk. But yeah, dude, like, are you good? What's going on? I'm still a little drunk. But when are you coming over?
Okay. So he gave a little bit, but didn't give a lot. Ain't no more details or questions to be had, because he said, hey, I was drunk too, so I can't give you nothing more. But yeah. Okay. I got you.
Girl, I gotta go. I'm tired. I'm sure you're tired. You deal with your man. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. That's a slow backup. She saved it.
That's how I respond to the call, right? Not saying anything, but knowing, like, I'm not putting myself in the middle of this shit. And when she approaches me about this, I'm just going to roll my eyes so hard and be like, don't involve me in this shit again. That's it.
Yeah, I don't like being put on site either.
What I would want to say, though, because I'm not very good at lying for other people, is like, yo, is your girl on the other line? I mean, is she on the phone with you right now? Is she trying to catch you up on something? Why don't you just be honest with her? Just tell her the truth. Because right now you're entangling me in a lie that I don't want to be a part of. And, yeah. I mean, should we all three talk about it? Like, you know, maybe there's something going on that you probably can't really figure out. And, hey, shit, man, like, I'm here for you too. So if you guys need my help with anything, just let me know.
Okay. So I like his train of thought. For me, I'm gonna just give you my three rules and then I'm gonna give you my answer. So if the bros call me, one, I already know I'm about to lie about something. Two, I have to confirm something that I wasn't a part of. And number three, I have to learn that your partner doesn't trust you, even if you're with me, which is a completely different fight. I was going to touch on that later, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put a pin in that one. But I'm absolutely dying with the lie. Even if I ain't got a house, hey, we were out, we got drunk, we fell asleep in a car. I've actually said that shit before. And here's the thing. Neither one of us was driving. So it's like, what the fuck was you driving? Nothing. Nothing. We were just out. We lost track of time. Again, everybody knows the story about Greg and all the stuff in the past. But yeah, like, you got to protect that friendship regardless of who the partner is. And like, because you want that to happen to you too. Like, if you're in that same situation, you want to be able to have a friend that's going to be like, yeah, they were with me. Because again, like, it's not that they're lying for you. They don't know what the story is. They could be arguing because, like, even if, like, for example, if I'm going to a homeboy house or something like that, right? And yes, I was there with him. They don't know where I went between point A and point B. I could have made a stop and had a 1A. You feel me? So it's like, no, he was with me, and, you know, he got home at this time. You know how his conversations go. Like, oh, did you see, you know where Greg went? after he left your house? Nah, he made a stop past IHOP or something, got some food, he was drinking, blah, 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 you know, whatever the case may be. And then you get down that tangled web of like, okay, she's fishing or he's fishing. They're trying to get more information to see if now you're lying. And yes, you're absolutely fucking lying. For me, I'm a lie for my homeboy. If I know for a fact at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, he's calling, he's like, yo, like, and you know that call when you get that whisper voice and it's like, yo, Greg, man, what's up, bro? Like, yeah, man, her and I, we got this issue. You know, she's wanting to know where I was at the night, right? And then, you know, you could tell the speakerphone, like you on speakerphone all of a sudden, and you can hear her breathing and sucking her teeth in the background and shit. And then you're like, yeah, you know, we'll just say a false name. Like, yeah, Ashley, you know, he was with me. We went out, we went to a park, we went and got something to eat. We hung out, you know, watched the let out, whatever, everything like that. And then she'll say the, yeah, I'm good. Okay, that's fine, that's fine. And even if that actually happened, she's not gonna believe it anyway. And this is no disrespect to the women that listen to the show, but like, y'all ain't gonna believe a guy's friend to tell you the fucking truth half the time anyway. It's like, oh yeah, he said that, but there's a little bit of lie in the truth. So at this point, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So ultimately, die with the lie.
Die with the lie. Okay. Gigi, what you doing? What's your response? For me, I'm not answering the phone. There are certain hours where you're gonna call me and I'm not gonna answer the phone if I know you're not dick disciplined or pussy disciplined. You know, I have a friend of mine where if she calls me and she doesn't get me, and she calls me again and she doesn't get me, and then I talk to her later and I'd be like, so are you in the trunk of the kidnapper, or are you in a body bag right now? She said, I'm in a body bag 6 feet under, bitch. Why didn't you answer the phone? And that's how we do in a joking way. Like, I'm trying to call you and you're not answering because I don't like being in no lie. There's nobody on earth that I will lie to because I don't give a fuck about anything enough to make up a lie for it, not even for my kids. And you're not going to put me in that shit. And there's certain calls I'm not going to have. But I will say this. I know what friends, if their body came up missing and the spouse was acting like they were looking and they gave me a certain look across the room and I see that look across the room, I'm gonna have to shrug it because I know all of the shit that they must have found out of why their body is missing. If there's a funeral and it was a domestic dispute, I don't need no explanation because I know all the shit that they've been doing during that relationship that if somebody did find out, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put it past them. And my friends who I'm close with that are with people, their person knows if they're pissed off or they're upset or they just not on seeing eye to eye. They know they're going to be at my house. They know they're going to pull up in my driveway and they're going to be here. So, with that being said, usually I'm the person that people bring their shit to, no matter how horrible, no matter how bad, because I don't sit on the phone and discuss other people's shit with other people because I don't care. So, I'm the person that people drop their shit off to. Right. And that keeps me very comfortable in my singleness to a detriment because I know what's going on out here behind those cute Instagram pictures, behind the trips, behind the rings, behind the houses, behind the businesses. It's some crazy shit going on out here because people are emotionally empty or emotionally not healed. And even with the life that they live, they're not comfortable truly putting both feet in it. So they put their arms in it, they put one leg in it, but one leg is outside. And that one leg is outside having a great time. That one leg still wants to be wanted by other people who couldn't do half of the shit for them that the person that they're with can do or be willing to do it. That one leg is willing to lie here, do this, go here, have that, come back and act like nothing happened. And I can't heal my friends that feel like they need to have this great thing here and they need to have this over here too. I don't know what that type of emptiness is like, but I know people do it. There are people in marriages that do it. There are people who are engaged that do it. There are people who are boyfriend, girlfriend for over a decade that do it. And when Greg was talking about how you see two people in a relationship, but you know it's not going to work out in the long run and somebody needs to leave, and you think if this person cheats, that might be an out for this relationship to be over. Sometimes that's the fucking super glue that keeps it together and keeps it more toxic. Because it's like one person can't handle the fact that they fucked up. So by default, out of guilt, they're trying to patch up something that has a crater in it that's never going to be patched up. And that person loves to drive that other person crazy thinking they're going to be able to fix it. And they're not. So they just abuse them by making them do all this extra ass shit that's not going to matter in the long run. Facts. And so yep. A lot of times I'm just like, I can't sit here and watch y'all ruin each other. So I'm going to just back out. I'm going to just be over here. Y'all know my number, but I don't want to come over your house and feel that tension. I don't want to go to dinner and feel that tension. I don't want to hear y'all argue in the bathroom and we out here supposed to be playing a board game and I don't even know whose turn it is anymore because y'all been in the fucking kitchen talking crazy to each other or breaking shit or just like the relationship been over 6 months ago. What are y'all doing? And so a lot of times that's the situation with a lot of people. We got three messages. I'm gonna play them. Hey, Gigi.
Helping the sense of helping.
All right, so for me, I'm probably not going to help my friend cheat. But if I did get the phone call and they said he was with me, I'm probably going to ride with that lie. Because I probably don't know what it was. It possibly could be cheating. But I'm going to do what Greg did, and I'm just going to take that with me. I got to look out for the kids.
Okay, Gigi. She said she's going to ride it out.
Greg, you're making me upset, man. You're making me upset. This is very triggering for me. I'll be honest, I'm an adult now. I have two kids. I would rather just not ever be friends with old dude again, because I don't ever want to get caught in this mess ever again. What am I getting out of it? If a friend who's cheating, I mean, if he's going to lie to his wife, for God's sake, he's going to lie to his friends, for God's sake. So fuck that, man. I like.
We're gonna talk about that.
I'm good. I can't deal with that shit anymore.
Okay, we got one more, and then we can talk about that.
You know, old boy called me once while I was coming home from work, and I told him like, yo, I just can't. I can't continue to do this business that we're trying to do, because I just can't deal with your lifestyle. And he was like, what do you mean? What's wrong with my lifestyle? It's like, I just, like, the constant moving around your wife type of thing. Like, I just can't deal with that, bro. He was like, dude, it's not even that big of a deal. Like, her and I just had a threesome the other day. Like, she knows my shit. And I'm like, cool, that's fine. But I can't deal with it. That's the thing, is you keep trying to bring me a part of this and okay the whole thing. I can't continue forward, man.
All right, so let me get to her. So I'll part this the way he wants to phrase it, and then my genuine answer. When you know your friends are fucking around, you isolate that friendship. It's not that deep for me. Like, if you know you got a friend that fucks around on a partner and shit like that, you speak to that friend, but you don't go and insert yourself in that relationship. That's something that they need to handle. That's their battle, that their fight. Now, when it comes to your doorstep, is what I was talking about. I had to type this because I wanted to be crystal clear in what I'm about to say. Mm-hmm. And this is just actually because, you know, remember I was talking about, you know, I was going to talk about number three about you have to learn that your partner doesn't trust you, even if you're out with me, which is a completely different fight.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to circle back there and tie this in because it really resonates, right? If you're in a relationship with someone and your partner can't trust you to be out with your peers without something going on and has to contact you for confirmation, the distrust isn't just with them, it's with you. So now you're already painted as a liar. So why go and try to tell the truth and potentially lose a friend who's about to already lose out on a relationship? Like, that's bad math to me. Like, when I say lie for a friend, if a friend I know is genuinely at my house, you as their girlfriend, their wife, or just the chick that he met last weekend, why are you contacting me about him? He could have picked up the phone if he wanted to talk to you. So clearly there's something going on with the two of y'all with the trust ain't there. But what you're not going to do is insert me into that. But those are conversations that men who have like genuine friendships, we know when our friends are fucking around. And right. You know, the operative term is fuck around and find out, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know who my friends are betting other than their spouses, right? So if they're going and fucking around, again, that's their business. If I was out here doing some fuck shit, you know who I'm not telling? The niggas I'm close to. Mm. And the reason why is the niggas I'm close to, my wife, close with their wives. So just take into account if all of a sudden y'all have a falling out, or even worse, they decide to go start pillow talking to make themselves look better. You hear me, Atora Dad? I really mean this shit, because there are some people who will dirty mac on their friends to their spouses. They'll go and say, oh yeah, you heard it. You know, Greg be doing this on his wife. He do this, and this, yeah. This. And then you got their wife looking at you skeptic. So when y'all do go out, what do you think she's thinking? Oh, right. He's out with Greg. He must be fucking around. Knowing good damn well, you weren't. So you have to be in a situation to see it from both angles, right? And more importantly, like, if he, her, or they are calling you, what's to say they aren't the ones with the guilty conscience? To Shan's point, sometimes people go and they're looking for shit that's not there. It's actual vapor. They're like, okay, I know they're cheating on me because even though he told me where he was going to be at, even though they told me where he's going to be at, even though they've been, you know, cognizant and messaging me and updating and stuff like that, I feel like something's up. I feel like something's wrong. Let me reach out to one of their homeboys just to confirm it. That's a problem, one, in that household. And the reason why I say I die with the lies, because I don't know what's going on in the house. And I don't know, honestly, what the fuck you as their spouse is lying about. I know if my homeboy's with me, then yeah. Now, somebody would say, well, what if he wasn't with you? He wouldn't be calling. He wouldn't put me in a position to be like, all right, I was out there with Greg. And somebody would say, Greg, what if? There is no what if. Because here's the thing. Your friends know where your friends, you know, if you're with your group of friends, your friends know. So when Atora Dad was saying that his homeboy was talking about the threesomes and stuff like that, he felt comfortable telling you these things, right? So you know, I'm not saying you're a bad friend or nothing like that, but you needed to establish your footing at the beginning. You ended a relationship with a friend that all you had to do was correct their behavior for him. That's a conversation two men should have. That's not a conversation where when the wife inserts herself or the girlfriend inserts himself, all of a sudden you have a come to Jesus moment with your homeboy to say, hey, you know what? The outside party, your girl told me that, you know, there's some distrust here and I know what you do. So you know what? Let's just end the friendship. You were never a friend to begin with. You were just a nigga that was around. We got to start calling a thing, bro. But ultimately, yeah, I'm going to continue to say what I said. Like, am I going to help a friend, like, cheat? When I say cheat, meaning the cheat code? Abso-fucking-lutely. If my friend, I know for a fact his girl's calling me at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he left my house at 3:55. Oh, have you seen him? Yeah, he was at my house. Do you know where he's at? No, the fuck I don't. Mm. It's a lie and the truth. I could know he's like, hey, I'm going to stop here. I'm going to do it. Or I know for a fact he may be talking to somebody else. But you know why I wasn't? I wasn't with him at that time. So again, yeah, we're going to die with the lie. Because again, friendships matter to me more than that, you know, that verbal contract that you have with, you know, the person that you're with. Unless obviously you're married in that case. But ultimately, if you got to the point where you're married to a person and you start having those doubts to the point where you have to contact your husband or wife's friends to confirm.
What if you're friends with both of them?
Exactly. So now you're tarnishing the friendship on both sides. So you burn the candle at both ends. And it never works out well, because what happens is this, and I've seen it happen. Now, I'll give you a little cliff note and I'll shut up. It's this. You end up going and attempting to fix a relationship that wasn't none of your business to begin with. You insert yourself in a marriage and nobody asked you. She just wanted to get the tea on her husband, regardless if it was the truth or the lie. So you obviously just go with your homeboys. It is that. But to give you the story is this. I had a friend who was stuck in a relationship where his ex-wife kept saying, oh, well, he must be cheating. He's out hanging out with me. Oh, well, you know, I can't track. This is before you could track people's locations and shit. Oh, he must be cheating. He must be doing this. He must be doing that. She was fucking everybody. She was the one doing the shit. So the entire time she was going and saying the things that he possibly could do to call me to confirm, hey, is he here? Is he there? You know what she was? Up under somebody else. So again, we need to check our expectations of our friendships at the door, or check our friendships when the shit happens. You knew that entire time that your homeboy was out here fucking around and doing that. And I understand you said that, you know, you told him it was a bad thing. Then end the fucking friendship then and there. What you don't do is end the friendship in hopes of fixing that relationship or talking to the wife or something like that. Because what you've done is now you lost a friend, he lost a friend, and he lost a marriage. And none of y'all are happy. That's it.
Okay. I have a lot to say. Great points were made. This is me. How are you a solid person with the person you're with while you cheating on your wife or your husband? Okay. The person that you are in a relationship with that is cooking you dinner, washing your clothes, making your bed, feeding your kids, sucking your dick from the back, probably eating that butt. As a friend, I'm not going to be able to do that for you. And you're cheating on them? You're lying to them? You're doing shit that you would do in their, when they aren't around, that you would not do in front of their face? So where does that put our friendship? It puts it deep down in the buckets of hell, okay? Because I'm not doing none of that shit the person you would doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not buying you a big diamond ring. I'm not taking you on trips. I'm not giving you credit cards. I'm not eating your Ruta to the Tuta. I'm not doing none of that extra ass shit. And you're cheating on this person. So where does that put your morality in relation? Not just romantic, but relationships, including friendships, including how you treat family. There's something in your mind where you feel like if you want to do what you want to do, regardless of how immoral it is, it's going to get done. And so a lot of times when my friends get treated a certain way with the person that they're with that I deem is good for them, and they still cheat, and they still, you know, dog them out, and they still do grimy shit, I look at the fact that our friendship is going to be very limited, because there's certain levels that you can't be trusted in that you don't have the self-discipline to handle. And so I will never be able to put you in that position. So just like Ator Dad was saying with his friend in business, if your friend will do that to their wife, they're going to fuck you in business. If it's deemed like it's better for them doing something, because people have to have a boundary that they won't cross because the relationship is more valuable than the thing that I want, than the pussy that I want, than the dick that I want. And so just because you're solid with your friends doesn't make you a solid person. Just because you cheat on your spouse doesn't make you a good person because you're good to everybody else. Your integrity should be in everything that you do. You know what I'm saying? If your friend cheats on their mate but wants your support, it's always going to be a no for me. You could tell me later about some dumb shit that you did, but don't expect me to support you in the process. I don't want to know about what you're doing in the process. I don't want to hear you call me up and be like, hey, if such and such calls you, I'm at your house. Don't put me in that. I'm not saying shit. I'm not answering the phone. If they come here, and I'm going to be like, you could walk through. And then your next move is going to be on you. Ain't got shit to do with me. You're not putting me in no shit. People today are very fucking ticky-ticky. It don't take nothing for a husband to wake up one day and be like, I don't like my life. I'm going to shoot my side chick, the new baby, my ex-wife, so she don't take me for my money, and then I'm going to be on the move. There's a man right now that did that shit. Okay? There's women out here driving their kids off the bridge for less. People are ticky-ticky, and I'd be damned as your friend because you don't have any pussy discipline or you don't have any dick discipline that your person comes up in my driveway and shoots me up because they feel like I have to know what's going on because I'm your closest friend. Or you known her for so long, or you know him for so long. I know you know where he at. What hotel is he at with? What hoe? Don't come to me as shit. And people being in marriages, I don't give a fuck how long. I don't care how many businesses they have together. They fuck over the person. There's a lot of people that go ahead and get married to someone because they feel like that person is safe. I don't got to worry about them doing shit. They're boring. They gonna do the straight and narrow. So I'm gonna marry them. I'm gonna make sure my kids has them as a parent. And then I'm gonna fuck off in this relationship because I know whatever I do, they on their Rashida shit. Whatever I do, they're not leaving. And when I say I know this because I've seen the text messages. I've seen the screenshots of married men hitting up my friends, sending them money. Could you imagine being married to your husband and your husband is sending a bitch that's not doing shit for him money? Okay? That type of shit is going on. Married women out here with whole other social media pages. Raking in niggas, paying for trips, paying for all types of mess, paying to get their bodies done while they're in full-blown marriages. And that husband, he really thinks her side business is doing good. Oh, she got a side business, all right. Okay? Like, that shit. A lot of people don't believe in karma, but I do. A lot of people don't wonder like why their life can't get right or why their life is always on a wave of good and the bad because your morality is fucked up. How you treat people is fucked up. If you dating someone and they are around people who cheat, do you think they will cheat? I think if you're around this person long enough and y'all have this relation long enough, this person's ways is going to rub off on you unless when we got together, you're not around this person who dogs out the people that they with that much anymore. You limit your interaction with this person, but you can't tell me that your best friend is always dogging out women that he with or dogging out the men that they with and you with this person all the time, and I have to look at you and be like, but you different. Heck no.
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I have friends who are great women, very honest and about their man and respectful and will never cross that line. And I have friends who have men who are great to them, and every second they get, they dogging this nigga. When I say dogging him like he ain't shit and he doing the most for him. So for me to see that, I'm just like, nah, I can't hang out with you and him. Because he going to be looking at me a certain way because of shit you on.
Exactly. And that's where I was at with that whole idea of they know the friends that they're with, that night. Like me, I'm Greg, the too honest friend, where it's like, all right, cool, like we can go to Greg and we can talk about our relationship and marriage and stuff like that, because we all are, again, knowing of each other, we all respect each other, right? Like, I have friends who, like, for example, they live in Florida. I'll just give an example of this, right? And I love them dearly. Like, and the reason why I love them is because I love their marriage, I love their kinship, their partnership, right? And I know neither one of them ever, like, does anything. Because, again, not only do they have enough respect for each other, they have enough respect for their friendship. You feel me? And that's what ultimately, like, I'm getting from what you're saying, because there are people who just will use whoever they can use because it's something that they do. They just don't know how to do anything but get over and fuck over on people. So what I suggest, and eat, like, my friend, any friend of mine knows this, like, I'll hold all your secrets and stuff like that within reason. Within reason is this. Like, if he was out here, like I've said many times, once upon a time when I was a hoe, when I was out here, you know, running the streets and doing stuff like that, can't take that back, but I do acknowledge it, right? So if you know for a fact that, you know, my homeboy, for example, just any homeboy, if you knew you got with him because he was a player or whatever, and he was just, you know, out here running the streets and stuff like that, you met him at a club and everything, and you knew he was talking to multiple women, right? Don't come to me. The reason why I don't want you to come with me, you know, come, you know, to me with the situation is because more than likely I was either with him in that circumstance where he was out at the club, or, you know, he's told us, like, hey, you know what? Yeah, you know, I'm talking to this girl. But a lot of our friends now, at least for me, a lot of our peers don't go and tell us the complete truth about their at-home relationships. So they may lie to you and be like, oh, you know, everything good at home, but then they go home and they arguing every day. That's why when you get that call at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, hey, have you seen Greg? And it's like, wait, I thought everything was good. Because again, your friends, to Shan's point, aren't telling you the entire scope, not telling you the entire story. So what do you do in this regard, right? You have two options. Either you can stay out the way and just ignore the situation, or you do what Greg does, which is evaluate that friend. Go and talk to that friend after you had that call, because it's happened to me a few times. I've probably been in that situation before myself. Oh, well, call your homeboy on the phone or just meet him up in person and be like, yo, like, you know, your girl calling, she checking up on you, she trying to make sure you're good. There's so many, like, different variables you can put there, right? And if he can't be truthful with you.
Yo, thank you so much for listening and checking out this show. If you would like to support, you can always go on your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. Also, share clips of the show if you can. Other than that, catch us on Stereo or in the social media streets. Now we're going to be back to the show.
He's lying to everybody. I'd much rather a friend be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm in a relationship and I'm in a marriage, but I'm fucking around. Mm. But a lot of times, I promise you this, a lot of times the spouses, men and women alike, they go and they, you know, they expect things. They have certain expectations from their person. So when they see all of a sudden, oh, they're going out, they think they want to see if they still got it. It's like, no, they just need a night out. They're not fucking around. They're not doing anything egregious. They're just honestly living a life. Because you wouldn't, person, like, I wouldn't want
to. The person who really feels like that, Greg, right there, is a person that's doing the dirt.
And all the time. like, homegirl, I was telling you about, like, Shane, you and I started talking about this, like, when we first started doing the show. And it's no secret, because even homeboy would talk about it, you know, if I still spoke with him. But his issue that he had with me in regards to it at one point was I gave up on trying to explain to him that he's his own problem and trying to fix a situation that can't be fixed. If somebody that you're with, you're married to, you got that lockdown infinity ring on, and you done said I do to, you know, God and a whole bunch of ugly people, guess what? Nobody's going to change your perspective, especially that person. So to find out that the person who had the most distrust in you was also the one that was the least loyal, you have to have somebody in your corner. You have to have a friend that's like, you know what? Yeah, I know you fucking up, but you have to tell me you're fucking up so you can not only be self-aware, but you can hear and receive what I'm about to say to you. That's honest friendships. Like, your friends are like, hey, Greg, like, you can't do this with your lady. Greg, you shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. You take it and you ingest that, because again, it has to be a situation where the conversation is had. But what happens more often than not is y'all never get to those conversations. So you end up on that call at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And it's like a shot in the dark. Can you imagine you think your homeboy or your homegirl is the perfect person? And yeah, you know, when they go out, everybody does it. You go out and you drink, you talk to people, you connect, you have conversations. That doesn't mean you fucking everybody, right? And even if you are fucking people, trust me, Shannon and I have talked about this before. Like, we both probably have friends that with us when we out and we hanging out and turning up and stuff like that, yeah, they flirt and stuff like that, but we don't know once they leave where, you know, ever we are, like restaurant, bar, whatever, they going to go fuck somebody before they go home. That ain't none of our motherfucking business.
Yeah.
But what I do know is this. If I was out with you that night, that's why I say, you know, helping a friend cheat. If I know for a fact that you calling me and you're saying, hey, Greg, where's Shan? And, you know, my loyalty is to Shan. I'm going to go with the idea of Shan is telling the truth and you are, you know, as their person, making things up in your head, unless I wasn't there. Now, flip of the coin, if I'm not there, because I know a lot of people going to listen to the episode like, Greg, but what if you weren't around them that night? Because I haven't spoke on this. If I'm not around that person, my answer is I can't speak on it. That's between you and them. It's super simple. Somebody would say, well, if he doesn't have any, or if they don't have anything to hide, why won't you speak on it? Because I wasn't there. And they'll think that they got their answer. But half the time, it's like, oh, it's none of my business to begin with. So ultimately, you have to, it's like a really fine line that you have to toe when it comes to appeasing your friendships, but also respecting their relationships. You don't want your partner, your homeboy or whatever, to be disrespectful to their partner, but you also don't want your partner to be wronged in a situation where nothing actually happened. Mm-hmm. They just may have, you know, got pulled over. They could have just gone to get something to eat. They may have fell asleep for a couple hours at the wheel so they didn't have to drive. All these dynamics come into play. But mm-hmm. to go and to dime your homeboy or your homegirl out with the idea of I'm saving their relationship is doing more harm than good. So it's either mind your business or, you know, die with a lie. There is no gray area for me. It's either, nah, I wasn't there, I wasn't a part of that shit, or, hey, I know where I was and I know where he was. Anything after that, I can't speak on.
I'm going to run through these messages and see what they say. I got some more notes here, but it's just one of those situations I never want to be in.
You know, I don't know, Greg, bruh. Like, best man, godfather of his child, and also having to be his cover for his shenanigans? I can't. I can't. That was way too many roles he was pinning on me. It would have been much better if I didn't have a close relationship with the whole entire family. Would have been much better. I would have been able to maintain the relationship and then maintain the partnerships on the side. But the fact that I was so damn close and then had to deal with this bullshit, that was just disrespectful to me on all levels. And you know, we can go in about like how I didn't have respect for myself and all that because I should have been bow out. But I eventually woke up and was like, yeah, this shit is not me. This shit is not me. It took a long time to wake up to that. But fuck, bro, I felt disrespectful.
Hey, let me say something to that point. When it comes to that, I absolutely agree. But what you said, I didn't get earlier, so I may have missed that, is you held your friend accountable for speaking up. I didn't think that you, I thought from what you were saying is, hey, you and that person are friends and he put you in the midst of that, you know, conversation or whatever the case may be with you knowing that they're fucking around, right? But you were self-aware and a good friend. That person or whoever he is was just a piece of shit friend. There are people who are like that, that are just like, all right, cool. They're going to let me get away with this because they don't want to stir up the pot. They don't want to go and cause friction between me, my marriage, me and the friendship. There are some assholes like that, bro. And you did the best thing you could possibly do is ISO. Get yourself out of a situation that honestly, you come out on a losing end regardless. Because that person, their wife, they got their answer. They, you know, come up with the, you know, the final line. And then you have your friend who's ultimately feeling betrayed. You did the initial betrayal. And I told you about it. So again, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this before I play this other message. When this whole idea of like when guys cheat, they're only cheating because they want something new, that works for women also.
Huge fact.
Women can also emotionally disconnect from who they're dealing with and be completely done with it. But that thought of a woman being able to dis- disconnect from her emotions, and her being with that man is not more than what she's saying. It's like most men's heads that can't get through. Like, you can't literally tell me the woman that I'm with for so many years just randomly screwed this guy and it means nothing to her. He has to be in something. They had to be talking. No, women do the same thing. Should they do it? No. But they do it. And most times when women can deal with a man that they don't really know that well in a way where it's just like, oh my God, I didn't think my girl would be that. It's because she's been hurt in a way where her caring, like she used to care and giving a fuck, was had her put in a position where it was a smack in her face. And when you put women in a position where they give a fuck and then you still shit on them while they give a fuck, you put them in a position for it to make it easy for them to not give a fuck. And when a woman gets like that, especially with you and y'all still in the relationship, you're fucked. Okay? There's no going back to what it was before the fuck up. She's a new person now and she can disconnect her feelings. And if she ever disconnects her feelings in order to screw somebody just to get it out her system, that's who you're dealing with now. And a lot of men don't want to swallow that pill, but they will do whatever and think, oh, this woman is supposed to love me like she used to or do the things that she used to. Most men are never prepared to be caught. Most women are prepared to be caught, but they put themselves in a position where either that she know that man don't have it in him to do anything different or leave or change something up, or she just likes that toxic energy, that toxic tension where, okay, you cheated, I cheated. So now are we going to do tit for tat so for who can wow the person to forgive them more? Like, some relationships are like that. So when Greg was like, you just got to know when to stay out of two people's relationships, that's the best thing you can do, because you'll find sometimes when somebody's in a abusive relationship, whether it's verbal, mental, physical, even as a friend that is a friend to both of them, you cannot pull neither one of them out of that. Even the friend that's a friend with one of them, you cannot pull that person out of that. Unfortunately, in domestic situations, it's a huge gamble of if it takes one time, five times, or seven times. But you putting yourself in that situation where one of y'all gotta go, or y'all gotta do this, if two people don't want to do it, it's not gonna work. Don't waste your time. Don't get in the middle of it. And it's a sad shit to see sink. But a lot of times it's like that. And it's like that sometimes emotionally with people, where two people could really love each other but don't know how to love each other. Okay? It's like if Greg was with someone and he loved them with everything inside of him, but he didn't learn how that person wanted to be loved enough for that person to reciprocate that shit, it wouldn't matter how much Greg loved them. They don't speak that language that Greg is dishing. Vice versa. Exactly. I could love a man as much as my heart desires, but if what I do for that man, how I show up for that man, how I love that man does not connect, oh, that's not love to him, I'm wasting my time. So that's why when you think about loving somebody and taking care of somebody is a very selfless thing, because you're saying, I see this person and I adore this person so much that I'm willing to learn how they want to be loved. And that person is willing to learn how I want to be loved. And sometimes it might be doing some shit you don't want to do. And sometimes they might be willing to do some shit they don't want to do, yet they know that you love it and it's a part of showing you that they love you, so they do that shit. That's why it's a compromise. But some people are in relationships and they're not even willing to do that for each other. And that's the fucked up part. I'm going to play this other message.
Oh, yeah. I already know. I know. trust me, like I know much better than to reach across my friend's aisle and communicate with the wife that something is occurring. That shit is weird. And I was asked by him, like, hey, would you tell my wife if I was, like, doing some shady shit? And I told him, maybe. And the whole maybe was to prevent him from ever doing some crazy shit.
Yeah.
But he would still end up doing crazy shit and telling me, and I would never tell her. Like, it was simple as that. The stories, man. The stories he would give me. Like, like overseas and on all this, on vacation.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like having a blank stare right now because I sincerely felt disrespected by someone who I didn't even want to be friends with, honestly. It's simple as that.
I understand. You know, Greg, you would see me in an orange suit and behind bars if I realized that I married a hoe.
Facts. If I realize, this is coming from a reformed hoe. I can see it.
If I realize I married a man who doesn't have any dick discipline, oh my God, sir, I have to end your life and help your mom pick out a casket. Off top!
Sorry.
Because we didn't have to do this. That's the crazy part with people who marry and play a position that they think that they want people to think that they want and get into it and do something complete different. You did not have to do this. I've never been married, but I, in my mind, hearing and seeing the downfall of marriages, the process of getting all that fucking paperwork and joining y'all lives together looks fucking exhausting. If any man would ever make me do that shit, all for him to be a hoe at the end of it. Boy.
Yeah, but some people just like the title of being married. They don't like the responsibilities that come with it. It's like getting a good salary at a high-paying job, and you always get a bonus or a raise, and you have all
but
the
But you
perks,
don't want to do the work.
But you hate the work. You're like, what the fuck? Like, wait a minute. It don't make sense. But some people are just like that. And some people would say that that's conditioning. That's something that could be hereditary. Like, you know, your father, your mother, whoever the case may have been alike to that or akin to that. But then there's just some people who honestly have never had a real relationship. They just dated a lot of people in and out without taking and doing like what Shan would say, like to do the work, to do that root work and say, you know what do I want from a person and what am I going to tolerate? If you know what you won't tolerate, you already know in most cases before you even got married who that person is. Because either you've seen the forest for the trees or you've taken enough time to actually examine your partner or to see your partner. And some people say, yeah, you know, well, I didn't know who my partner was until I got married. That's very true. But what you also need to do is know, like, just because you got married, shit ain't going to be perfect. Shit don't just all of a sudden, once you put the rings on and you sign all those documents, you still got to do the work. But you also have to be observant. For me, and I'll shut up here, is I made it crystal clear. I show my crazy at this point. Like, go ahead and cheat if you want to. Go ahead and do whatever you want if you want to. You know me. And that ain't no harmful shit of like, oh, I'm going to do something harmful. I know how to play the game. I work at a law firm. So, again, just the situations that I would put myself in. Like, no, we're going to legalize this. We're going to make sure that this is right. But even with me not having a perfect relationship or marriage or anything like that, I definitely implore people to, regardless if you're in a marriage or a relationship, you got to start having these talks. Once you start seeing things, it's like the Metro. When you see something, say something. They're going to be annoyed at the fact that you keep alluding to or thinking that they're doing something. But you know what's going to happen? That's just going to taper off. They're going to be like, all right, cool. Every time, because I've heard dudes say this all the time, like, oh, man, she think I'm doing something and I ain't even doing anything. But it's like, are you giving her ammunition, though? She may not have the gun. But she got the fucking bullets. And all she need to do is just find the key, you know, the key to the lockbox. And once she get it, her ass is firing off. So ultimately, like for men, I don't want to speak for women. Men, we have to stop giving women the ammunition of seeing what they see and acting as though, this is talking about to men, and acting as though it's not happening. If you out here being a hoe, if you out here doing shit that you know for a fact is not right, guess what? The onus is on you. You have to clean that shit up. Shannon and I, we talked about this. I was trying to find the episode when I was telling, this was like right, this was like 2022, I believe. And I did an episode and I was telling you, I was like, yo, like, you know, since being married, there's been more people just like intentional in the DMs and the messages and stuff like that. And we know it. We know it's a play. We know it's intentional. They don't want me. They want to be able to say, hey, I fucked on a married dude. He clearly ain't loyal. Right. That's exactly what the fuck it is. Ain't has nothing to do with me. Now, somebody would say, well, why don't they want somebody single? Because it's easy. It's easy, but there's more work to be done. If you're attracted to somebody who's married and you know for a fact that, guess what? They have to, you know, they have something at home. They have something to lose. It makes it easier for that person. Exactly. So what I do, and I tell people, and I told Shannon this on that show, I was like, what I do is I stay out the way, but honestly, just being self-aware, but having conversations with your partner. Like if you go and you say, I think Shannon, we talked about this too. Like if you want more sex from your partner, so you don't have to go and step out. When you go on and having fellas night, fuck before you leave. That way you don't even have the temptation. If, you know, social media is like your temptation to like get at women, delete fucking social media. Because trust me, you could be more social with the person that you're with, if we're being completely honest here. And finally, like, and this is just for men, like a lot of the things that we think we're doing, we're not doing it for us to feel good. We're doing it because we think that it's going to catch the eye of a woman, when a woman honestly doesn't give a fuck to begin with. And once she, I don't want to say once she's done, but once she's had that aha moment, she doesn't want it no more. It's like, all right, cool. Like this is who he is. Like he's the player. He wants to have all the women. He wants to do all these things. Then they don't want that shit no more. So take it in stride, man.
Okay. I have a lot to say. I just need people to understand the aftershock of cheating, you will reap what you fucking sow. The aftershock of cheating, you can't complain about shit. So if you already complaining, don't do some shit that you can't afford. And I'm not talking about financially. I'm talking about if you don't want to hear this person keep bringing up what you did after you get caught, don't do it. If you don't want this person to take you to court and be petty as fuck, don't do it. And I don't want to find out that after I marry you, that you have a feet fetish and a whole photo collection behind a wall in the house, but you wanted to wait until we got married first to show me that. Tell me that shit up front, because if I find some weird ass shit about that later about you, it's gonna piss me the fuck off. And the crazy part about people who are married and in relationships and get to a point where they have to have a conversation with their person saying, if you don't do this, then I'm a cheat. Or if you don't do this, then I'm gonna feel like I need to find somebody else. There is something that you are not doing properly that brought you to this point where you have to say this to your person. And I tell men all the time, I am a reciprocal woman. You give, I give more. You pull back, I pull back more. Some people would be like, it's petty. It's not petty. It's reciprocation. That's how you keep a fucking flow going. You go forward and get better, I go forward and be better with you. You move back or you pull back or you do less, I do way less. But it gets to a point where who's doing way less that's hurting the other person more? Because I could go years without fucking if it don't mean shit. Especially if I'm not getting anything beneficial on my side. It's not gonna mean shit. That's gonna rub a man that's with me the wrong way. My nipples are big, they're bigger, and my clothes are looser than yours. Okay? And I'm gonna sleep in the same bed we sleep in. And you're gonna see me early in the morning, and you're gonna see me when I get dressed up. And you're gonna see me online, and you're gonna come home and you'll be like, but she won't fuck me. There's a reason why I'm not fucking you, sir. Do you wanna have that conversation? And that's the thing, like, who better to deal with sexually than the person you already with? Exactly. Why put yourself in a situation to go deal with a question mark? to go deal with somebody who probably don't give a fuck about themselves entering your body or you entering theirs. And if you don't trust the person that you're with, that's why you stop screwing them and the relationship, so you can be guilt-free. But some people, I understand, intertwine their relationships too early, too soon, or some people are married. But there's something called a separation for a reason. You have to ensure yourself of things that may happen when you're dealing with two imperfect people, you included. So are you prepared for shit to go south even though nothing bad is happening right now in your relationship? Most people don't prepare. Most people think that the person in front of them or the person that they sleep next to is going to be it forever. And that's not the reality sometimes. Even when it is a really good marriage, sometimes most women live out their husbands. Sometimes that man that was living it up, YOLOing it, having that drink because they did this, going out with the boys, eating all the steak because they could buy it, that man got cancer now. You see your husband probably a couple times per week because you got to work and he's sitting up in hospice because he needs around the daycare and you got to take care of your kids in the house. So you did all that shit just to get married to somebody who wasn't going to take care of their body to make sure they were there so y'all could enjoy life. And now you back single again, old as fuck. So a lot of times, the decisions that we make about ourselves, we can't sit here and be like, this is my person. I choose this person. I want to have kids with this person. But you don't ensure you being there for this person. That includes you taking care of yourself. That includes you not fucking bitches just because they only cost a dollar. I went on a boys trip. It was just one night. I thought I wore a condom.
Yeah, you thought. You get that motherfucking message.
I've seen those fucking women, Greg. Mm-hmm. They are gorgeous. But what's so crazy is about 75% of them were born boys. And they tuck it in.
Yep.
And they look gorgeous. So, you know what I'm saying?
They ain't ready for that. I'm gonna let y'all know this now. Like, this is not the end of this episode. We're gonna play these voicemails. Shan's gonna give her thoughts, but this deserves a part two. We need to give y'all an hour because y'all need to unpack this. Yeah, it's a lot, but it definitely needs a part two. We could do TikTok live and all that other stuff too. But I think this is important, and it's not just like I hate when we think of the idea of relationships because it's not just the people that you sleep with, the people that you fuck with. This is a friendship thing as well. This like, it goes deeper than just the person you lay with that night. Like, a lot of the mistakes that people make, they don't realize that it's not just harming the person that they're going at or the person that they're talking to, but it affects a large populace. To the topic, like, you know, you go and insert yourself into like that relationship trauma. What if these people got kids? What if they don't have any other, you know, means? I have friends who lived out of town, went and like, we had boys trips and stuff like that. May or may not have a kid on the other side of the country right now. Right. Maybe doing some shit they ain't had no business doing. And it was because there were some people who not allowed them to cheat, but they didn't go and say, you know what, like there's going to be some consequences to your actions. And regardless if it's your girl telling you, your boys are telling you, like, you have to be cognizant and listen. If you don't listen, you're just gonna be, you know, in a perpetual state of just fucking shit up or fucking yourself over. And who wants to go through that? Like, somebody would say, oh, this is low-hanging fruit, this is, you know, a common sense conversation. And it's really not, because shit keep happening. It can't be that goddamn common if we keep having to have conversations like this, right? But, you know, I'm gonna let you get to the voicemails. My last little talking point is this, is you have to, at least till part two, is you have to respect your folks, partners, and them, but respect yourself as well. You know when you're being used, and you know what you're supposed to do, it's a choice on your behalf if you're going to do what you're supposed to do or you're going to do what you think will help somebody else. In many cases, you need to be looking out for you. You need to go and step back. You need to be like, nah, y'all go handle it yourself. I ain't going to deal with the cheating. I'm not going to deal with that. But there are some cases where, like I said earlier, like that person may not be there for that person. That person may be the one doing the dirt. And that, I guess that angle that I took earlier was because we know. It's not a thing where we're speculating. We know something's up. That person, you know, has already said that they're doing things. When we found out, and I can say the story and I'll shut up. So one of my homeboys, once upon a time, I think I told the Ballmark story. So the Ballmark story goes like this. So homeboy, his wife at the time, swore up and down that he was cheating. Whenever we used to go out, oh, y'all just going to the strip club. Everybody know I hate strip clubs. For, you know, for Baylor, I'm not getting to that story. But basically, we go and we're hanging out, we're drinking, partying down in DuPont Circle and everything like that. His wife's blowing up his phone. And then she starts to blow up my phone and we're out in public, right? And I tell her straight out, I was like, hey, we're out right now. We're having a little bit of fun. Oh, is there any women with you? Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, no, because mind you, I'm single at the time. He married. So I'm not going to be like, hey, I got women with me. And then, you know, pretty much just put him out there, right? So in that regard, I did kind of lie when it comes to I'm out here doing my thing. My friend is just out here hanging out with me, right? It happens more often than not. So what she does is she goes and says, well, I don't know if I can trust y'all to be together if y'all just can't go out and just have like a civilized drink as men. But I'm like, wait, how do you not know we're not doing that, right? You're assuming things. And come to find out, a week later, I shit you not, me and homeboy are in the car. And he's like, Greg, look at this shit. Open the glove compartment. Open the glove compartment. And there's a letter and an envelope. Like, this is when mail was like 35 cents. Open the letter. And it was like a like postcard that the dude made out of an 8 by 11 sheet of paper, folded in half, and wrote with like just Times New Roman, like 8 font, whatever, right? He was like, I know I'm the father to your kid. We should be together and not you and that nigga, blah, 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 blah. Just going down the line of some real egregious shit. And then, to make matters worse, this is probably going to gross somebody else. I hope y'all don't have sticker shock with what I'm about to say. He decided to take a pair of clippers to his pubes and put them in the envelope and said, I know, because I guess he lived in like Philly or something like that. He wanted her to go get the DNA test to make sure that the baby was his or my homeboy. Now, why am I telling the story? Because one, it's been over a decade. They're no longer together and stuff like that. But what I'm attempting to get people to see is sometimes it's smoke and mirrors. The people who are going and saying that that person's doing this, that person's doing that, be the one that's doing the most egregious shit. And you, as their friend, you can't always insert yourself in situations, but there are some circumstances where it's like, you know what? They have those blind spots we talked about, and you should be able to talk to your friend, not to the couple, talk to your friend. And if they aren't receptive at that point for you calling them out on their shit, you have to end that friendship. There is no, you know, fool me once, fool me twice. If you said it and they don't, you know, receive it, they got to go, because what's going to happen is you're going to be blamed ultimately when the shit doesn't work because, quote unquote, you didn't tell them. So I'm a land with that one, because that sat on my spirit for a good 10, 11 years, but it's off now.
All right. I'm going to run through these messages.
Actually, while we're on this point, my friend ended up breaking up with me. And he had called me once and was like, you know, why aren't you, like, at my house and whatnot? And I was like, your house, A, is too far. It's like a 4-hour drive. B, I got my own shit going on right here. So I'm exhausted all the time with these new kids. C, bruh, you should be coming over here. You're the one that's rich and like, have a lot of time on your hands. I don't. I'm working. But more importantly, I'm dealing with some issues in therapy right now. And specifically two issues. Like, I've been envying you for a while, and I don't want to envy you. I want to be able to have a normal friendship. And then, B, like, yeah, no, that's it. I'm going through some issues right here in therapy. But he was like, I can't have people that envy me around me. So he just like, fuck it.
I don't think he was invested in the friendship anyway. I feel like
at all.
He, he wanted to know that he had you as a scapegoat for his shit whenever he did his shit, which is not a relationship you want to hold on to anyway. I was in a position where I felt like because my friend had did so much dirt and wasn't giving me the real details, I felt like all the good she was doing to the end of our friendship was her kind of like padding the friendship.
Yes.
Just in case the truth came out and she could be like, so after all the things that I did, this is how this is, or how you're going to treat it. Like, you doing some fucked up shit now doesn't get to be erased because all of the good that you did. Exactly. And that is when you find people who feel like, I'm going to do all this good shit for them, and I'm going to do all this to cushion the bullshit I'm going to do later. So it was never genuine to begin with. It's just like people who do all this nice shit for you that you think is nice, and then they do some fucked up shit later, and then they be like, so out of all the shit we've been through, so you just gonna do this? What about me doing this? I gave you this. Was that a down payment for your bullshit? Is that what that was? And a lot of people treat friendships like that. And back to what you said when you were like, when you cheat on the person that you're with, when your friends are friends with all of you, you ruin that relationship and you ruin the friendship, because it's kind of like, I'm forced to have a breakup with both of y'all or one of y'all off of some bullshit you did. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
especially coming from the person who fucked the relationship up, why did you feel like if I had to pick, I was going to pick you? Why did you feel like I was going to pick you? Why did you feel like you were going to cheat on a relationship that I admired and I was around you the way that I was around both of y'all? And you hide the fact that you cheated from me because you knew that it will fuck me up because I'm friends with both of y'all and me pick you. But you know, people who are not healed by themselves, they ruin everything around them. So that's just one of those things.
He said that he can't have people around him who envy him. Because then he went into this mode of like, damn, was my friend trying to murder me? Did he want to get rid of me? Did he hate me that much? And I was like, just to quell your fears, no, it wasn't to that extent at all. I just know that I needed to go to therapy to get some issues, because I found myself envying you as soon as you started to get rich from this relationship that you have with your wife and her being able to make a lot of money, and then now you guys as a unit have a lot of money, and I'm over here broke as hell trying to start a business with you while you're over there on vacation. And so I have some issues that I need to work through, because right now I feel like I'm at my zero. And he was like, I just don't want that envy bullshit around me. You already know my trauma. That's what he mentioned to me. And so I, like, you know, until you realize I'm your brother, then we can't be friends anymore. So.
But that's the thing too. I don't like that he made your shit that you're in therapy about his shit. And because of what you've told us about his character, I would be irritated that I'm out here doing life the right way, watching someone lie about their life that they're living, and they're getting all these benefits that come with them not truthful. So that would fuck me up just based on that. Not even about the money or the success, just like, you really out here perpetrating when I know you're not a good person. You know what I'm saying? Like, sir, I don't even feel right praying with you at your dinner table with your family. Like, that's the shit right there. And that's why having integrity is so important.
Last message here. So I'm a dad of the Torah, right? Torah is my deal with my jam. Like, all these principles about, like, adultery and stealing and murdering and all that stuff. Like, this is my code. And I'm not going to hurt you. I'm told by my God not to hurt anybody, right? My brother, my family, all that. So it hurt me a lot to see that my friend doesn't know who I am. And he doesn't know the code that I follow. And it showed me that maybe I shouldn't be friends with them because we don't follow the same code. This is why our business couldn't go anywhere, because he kept going a different direction and I was going in my direction. And so if we don't follow the same code and we're not listening to the same instructions, then we're not moving in the same direction. And that's what I've learned during this time.
See, he said something so profound, which is going in the same direction. Like, I already know an episode for the future. It's going to be titled Patting the Friendships with Good Deeds, because Shan brought that one home. And then what you just said toward that, like, yeah, man, like, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be talked about. And we ain't going to have enough time to talk about today, but yeah, like.
The part two to this should be when you decided to stay.
Yep. I was just looking at that one.
And when I say when you decided to stay after maybe your friend cheated and you decided to stay in that friendship, when you decided to stay with that mate that you cheated with, and we'll talk about the bullshit with that, because it's kind of like, how many times can you text your friend and be like, I'm done with this person, blah, 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 and be with them in 2 weeks? And as a friend, how long can you keep a friend like that around while they basically abuse themselves while staying in a relationship that you just can't watch any longer? So, yeah, I think the part two should be on that angle. But we have three more messages, and then we could give our last thoughts on this and then close it out. If you want to go on TikTok, we can. I just got to put my titties up. And I'm going to play these messages.
Yo, shout out to the panel. Shout out to the room. Yeah, bro. I had a friend told on me. The relationship was already kind of over. Of course, I hadn't really let her in on that because we were more so like acquaintances or whatever. But we were in college. We both, you know, were into some of the same things. We both had, like, you know, just a lot of similarities. And so we were getting to know each other, like getting to that friendship stage where I'm like, okay, I'm gonna fuck with you forever. Like, but yeah, she ruined all that. I guess she felt the need to just be this good person all of a sudden. But it's like, you're cheating on his brother, girl. I will say I felt a little bit betrayed. I did have to go ahead and snatch up, because you snitched. You snitched, bro. I'm one of those people, it's not my business, but I also don't want to be a part of it. You know what I mean? Don't involve me in anything.
Interesting.
Fully agree.
How you snitch on your friend and you cheating too?
Nasty work.
That is nasty work. And what did she gain out of that?
All right, so then let me tell you guys why these two people are probably compatible, honestly. So, you know, God bless them for finding somebody who supports them. His dad cheated on his mom, and he was around when his dad would cheat on his mom, because he would actually go to the house and, like, mess with the daughter of the woman that his dad was cheating with. So it was like that. It's part of the culture. This is what it's like for them to be men in that family, you know? Cousins as well. All that. Playing hide and go get it with other cousins. Like, all that. This is like a sexual spirit in the house, bro. So with that comes sexual addiction. You've gone to sex addiction anonymous and all that. But luckily, his wife is used to addiction. Her dad had an addiction as well and left the family. And her whole business is around helping folks with problems. So she got it covered.
Okay. Yeah. That, boy, man. The more you
know,
I swear.
But that does make sense of why he's like that.
Yeah.
Full circle.
At the end of the day, though, it was not about him and his wife. It's about him and his treatment of me. And now that I'm an adult, two kids, I've learned the importance of treating yourself very well, caring about yourself, loving yourself, following your own code, running at the beat of your own trumpet type of thing. And mine is Tor, and there's certain things we just don't do, man. We don't take each other's wives. We don't cover that. We don't deal with that. If that's in us, we got to comb that shit out. You don't cheat. I guess that's not right. The whole idea of, like, you having sex with somebody's daughter is, like, you better take her as a wife. That's how it is in the Torah. And this is how I've been my whole life, reading the Torah since I was a kid. And the issue I had in my life is that I broke my own code, which makes it so where I have not set up boundaries properly with my friends around me. And so now that I know who I am, I can now set these boundaries so they won't break it.
Okay. Mm. Well, I'm glad you realized that shit now.
Sure.
I'll say this to close this one out. I think the most sucky thing about anybody cheating is when all the evidence is brought to them that they cheated and they still lie. Like, all the evidence, the person is on the phone, they've given me all the details, and I've sat here giving them to you and heard you create a lie on top of a lie on top of a lie. That part hurts more than anything, because now I'm seeing that you would rather let your ego and your pride win over you being honest with me. And that's the end point of if this relationship can be saved or is this relationship done, is when the truth is brought to the person who's been dishonest or been hiding some shit, and they look you square in the face and they tell you, that's not true. I don't know what this is. I don't know who this person is. They're lying. You're going to pick them over me. And if they are still lying, don't even seek therapy, because that person clearly needs therapy, but they need to go by themselves. But if they're so stuck in denial that they still lie to your face with the truth in front of them, they're not ready, and you are going to waste your time. So, at the end of this, I'm still not covering for any friend cheating. I don't want to double date with your side piece. I don't want to come on trips with you with the person you're really in a marriage with that I know you're cheating on. We cool to an extent. I might come out sometimes and support you to an extent. You might see me here sometimes, but it's very rare that we will all be in the same place at the same time, because energy is real. Energy doesn't lie. My face tells it all, and I'm not no phony bitch. Okay? I don't have any man in my phone for lunch. I don't have any man in my phone for lashes. I don't have any man in my phone for utilities. I've never talked to a man just so he could pay my rent. And I'm never one to act like I can't do something for myself so I can make a man feel better so he can. Some women will. Some men will act like their life is so fucked up. Nothing ever good happens to them just so they can have some woman who's desperate enough pay something for them. Sis, if you are that low, work on yourself, but you don't need to be paying no man's phone bill. If a man contacts you only when some shit is going on in his life and he hits you with the, oh, I lost my wallet, can you cash at me this real quick? Or, oh, I had to cancel all my cards, but I ain't got no cash on me. I wonder if somebody sent me money here, would I be able to use this? Well, I hope so. All right, later. Because men and women will use who allows them to use them. Okay? And boundaries is something we all need. We need boundaries with our money. We need boundaries with our feelings. We need boundaries with our mental capacity. We need boundaries on the shit that we watch. We need boundaries on the shit that we hear. And we damn sure need boundaries on our private parts. Okay? And what you do in private doesn't always need to be discussed. But how you handle your privates should be on some picky type shit. Because there's a lot of people out here that don't deserve it. There are men and women married to each other and they don't deserve each other. But there are some men and women married to each other that deserve each other. And y'all know what I mean when I say that. So, yeah, I ain't covering shit. Okay? I might be at somebody's funeral giving their spouse a head nod in understanding.
Fully agree. Yeah, I can't wait. Like, yeah, the next one, like, I gotta figure out if TikTok even gonna let me go live, because I want to go live so bad. But I ain't gonna talk about that. Yeah, I'm ready. This was a fire episode. Again, Tor Dash, shout out to you, bro. Like, everybody else who left voicemails, this was fire. I'm not done though. Shan ain't done. I'm not done. And now that we've actually talked and had people, you know, add their their inputs and stuff, I can comfortably say for the first episode, like, y'all have changed my mind on a topic. Yeah, I wouldn't. So, you know what? Oh. Players fuck up too, and we can change.
We have one more message. I'm gonna play it.
Yo, what's up, guys? I hope you guys are doing well. I'm sure you guys must have heard of the soft guy era situation on TikTok, on social media, which I genuinely love. The drizzle. We're taking over, motherfuckers. I love it. And you know, some of the women are so dumb. They don't seem to understand we're using your own argument against you. Like, they are so stupid. They're like, oh my God, these guys are so soft and pathetic. No. We are mocking you. Don't you understand? We're mocking you. And it sounds stupid, doesn't it? Seriously. I'm tired of these women who are so fucking entitled. I'm not saying every single woman, but the entitlement is ridiculous. I swear to God, I will never be a fool.
Please do not. But this is the thing too with men and women. What allows women to be entitled are all the men who didn't have boundaries before you. What allows men to be entitled when they have nothing to give is all the women who did not set boundaries that came before you. So when people feel like, when I meet a guy, I'm not going out unless he send me $500 off tops, or unless he buys me a bag. So you're an escort. So you're a whore. So you're because that's a trade. Before there were money, there was trade for goods and services. He's giving you a good and you're about to give him a service. And when you break shit down for a lot of women like that, they feel like you're picking on them or you're bullying them or you're changing their words. No, bitch, I'm breaking it down.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah. This cheating episode was good. You can find it full with all the messages on Loudmouth Stereo on your stereo app. I will post by Friday morning. It should be up on the podcast. Part two. We got to pick a date to do part two. Next week, I work a late shift. So it'll probably have to be like 9:30-ish if we do it. But we can fit a third show in next week to go ahead and do it. So what you want to do now? You want to hop on TikTok?
Well, I got to see if they gave me my permissions back, because I think I'm in TikTok live jail until the 27th. So what I'll do is I'll check it and message. But yeah, this fire show, even if we don't, I should be off of Twitter jail by TikTok jail by next week. So if we want to, we can table it for next week, and then we can just go and do that part over on TikTok. That way we have audio and visual. So we have the podcast, and then we just have everybody migrate to TikTok so we can talk about it in person.
Cool. All right.
All right, good show, y'all. We will see you at least for this next part next week.
Yeah. Later.
Peace, y'all.